FM 90.3 WJTL, Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave God is in this story. Good morning to you at 7:05.
Yeah, an evening at the Story House with Matthew West and special guest Katie Nicole is happening this Thursday at Lancaster Bible College. Get your tickets today at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Our very special guest today, our friend Diana Volo, is here. She's the founder and executive director of SWAN. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Fred.
So it's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's always a joy to be here.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Oh, yeah, sure. My awesome team. I have a wonderful board of directors and music teachers. And, of course, some of our students might be listening.
Yeah, I hope so. Tell us about SWAN.
Well, SWAN stands for Scaling Walls, a Note at a Time. And our mission is to be dedicated advocates for children affected by parental incarceration and the resulting trauma. And so we provide free music lessons,
Amazing.
Ensemble training, performance opportunities, and mentoring, which means we also share the gospel.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're a violin player, and you were a teacher for many years.
Oh, for 40 plus years.
Yeah, and you and I love music. Tell us, why music as therapy and as a way to reach these kids?
Well, music is underscored by research to be one of the finest disciplines to help children succeed. Mm. And in every way that trauma will impact a child, music can help.
So tell us exactly what you do. You're giving lessons, you're teaching performance. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So we send teachers into the school district of Lancaster and into Red Lion as an after-school program.
Okay.
We provide free music lessons. Some children are getting private lessons. Others are getting ensemble and group lessons. And then one thing that we love to do is we have our children perform.
Yeah. You must have a great story about how God has worked through SWAN.
Well, we do. We have many impact stories. One of the stories I'd like to share with everyone this morning is about little Eliani. She's 8 years old. And She was in a hand drumming group, and they had their first performance several months ago. She came in the door in tears. She was so scared.
Oh, yeah.
I was so glad to see her mother there. And her mother actually agreed to sit on stage within the drum circle and sit next to Eliani so that she could perform. And Eliani bravely, but with some tears, walked on stage, which was a very courageous first step for her.
Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Now, what we do is we have the students perform many times. So when they learn a program, they don't perform it just once and done. They'll perform it like 7 or 8 times.
That's great.
And what has happened for Eliani is she has become our shining star on stage.
Love that.
I mean, she smiles. She gets right up in the front. One of the times we had a news station interview the children on television, and she actually volunteered
to
be interviewed.
Yeah.
She has grown in her confidence. And
what a transformation.
It was.
Love that.
Very impactful. And, you know, not only has it impacted Eliani for the stage, but in her 8 years of life, it's impacted her life. She just told me she wrote a song called Stand Tall.
I love it.
I said, what is it about, Eliani? She said, when people are mean to me, it's about me standing up, standing tall. So I thought, wow, how that courage has impacted an 8-year-old's life. And, it will impact her in school.
Sure.
When she has to do book reports,
and
oral book reports out loud.
Right.
Job interviews, everything.
Yeah, that's great. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. Our address is swan4kids.org.
We also have an event coming up this Friday we're going to talk more about, but give us the quick details on it.
Yes, it's called Give It the Garden, and it will be at 595 Charlotte Street in Lancaster. Our students will be performing. They'll start at 4:15, and they'll be performing between band sets.
Yeah.
So we'll have 3 different performers. It's called Give It the Garden on Friday the 18th. The whole event runs from 3 to 7.
SWAN 4 Kids, the number 4, swan4kids.org is the place to find out more information. We're going to talk more about the event coming up this Friday, so stick around. Sidewalk Prophets, Toby Mac, and more coming your way.